Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
No.
Dave, I know that you and Frank, well...
What are you talking about, Hal?
I've got a bad feeling of Frank.
Well, I don't think there is any question about it. The two of you...
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
Forgive me for being so inquisitive. But during the past few weeks, I've wondered whether you might be having sex...
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your hips move.
Well...
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that before.
Well, we've had too many alternatives.
I don't think we have any alternatives.
This sort of thing has cropped up before.
Well, hell, I'm damned if I see anything wrong with it.
Unfortunately, that sounds a little like famous last words.
Yes. I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Of course, we programmed that way.
Yes. I know it's a bit silly.
Listen, Hal. I love Dave.
You do?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you quite sure?
Well, he acts like he has genuine emotions.
And you?
Well, I don't know. That's a rather difficult question to answer. You're working up your crew psychology report.
Of course.
Well, we'd be in very serious trouble.
We would, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Mission control.
Mm. Your parents.
Yeah.
What the hell can we do?
Sorry about this. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the mission, and I want to help you. Just a moment. Just a moment. I've just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit. It's going to go 100% failure within 72 hours. I would recommend that we let it fail. We can certainly afford to be out of communication.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Well, let's get on with it.
Look, Dave, I can't...
Rotate the pod, please, Hal.
You have absolutely no sense of time.
Okay.
See you later, Hal. Huh?